up at 10, Gresh and Foyer at Patriots training camp on a Friday. My guy Foyer can probably weigh in on a discussion that we had earlier with the Olympics getting underway today and breakdancing. I believe he had a whole breakdancing crew, if I remember correctly, from listening to his radio programs over the years.
Wow.
So I'm sure he can weigh in on the origins of breakdancing in the Bronx in New York and whether or not the U.S. has a good chance of getting gold.
Right.
And can't wait. Courtney can't wait. I can't wait. Yep.
And I have to say, if Jaylen Brown is happy, I'm happy.
Uh-huh.
However, I find it to be comical. The very people outraged about the discussion about Jaylen and Jason.
They think you're trying to stir up trouble.
You are.
You and the rest of the media.
Oh, these poor $70 million superstars.
You're trying to create drama that doesn't exist, people say.
Greg, how many times did you and others say, Curtis, fake take Laird, Bill and Tom are fine, the house is not an issue, this is all a media creation by Seth Wickersham,
yeah,
and you guys on the radio, that Tom and Bill actually love each other?
Yeah,
I that guess was so. It that was an issue, pretty mm-hmm. clear. They've resolved it, good mm-hmm. God bless them. But Tom Brady and Bill Belichick were oil and water at the end. We all said it. People, the fans were like, defend the wall. Yeah, idiot media people stirring the pot. Nope, we were right. Just like Theo and Lucchino. Just like Tyler Seguin and all of his teammates. Whatever, for different reasons, there have been issues within clubhouses, and fans rightfully don't want to buy into it. I would just say Jaylen Brown cares more about issues than basketball, and I respect the hell out of him for it. He believes he has been left off the team because of stances Jaylen has taken against what he feels to be improper behavior by companies.
Correct.
Jason Tatum is one of the most highly paid, highly recognizable people for that company, and he is currently with the team in Paris at the Olympics.
Yeah, but
in the article that we're talking about, he talks about how he should have been more outspoken in support of his teammate when he was in trade rumors, which to me, Jaylen cares far less about than he does for the moral stances he's taken against Nike.
So you think Jaylen Brown thinks Jason Tatum should leave millions and millions of dollars on the table to not do a deal with Nike?
No, he judges his silence. I guarantee it.
There is no chance in hell. Like, Jaylen Brown understands money talks. So if you're Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and
does Jaylen have an issue with LeBron James?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of certain issues that they disagree on.
Like what?
Like Nike.
Right. So why would he have an issue with LeBron James and not Jason Tatum?
Because Jason Tatum and him are friends. I would have an issue with somebody that I don't know.
But
that
it's
I'm
the
not
same issue.
Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
If you're friends with somebody, that issue has come out since what he said on social media, correct?
The issue that has come out since what was said?
What Jaylen Brown said about Nike was how long ago?
A month? I don't know.
More than that, because it was with Kyrie Irving. So that was
a bit
ago.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Nike tweet.
No. So
I mean, do you think... To play this further, do you think Jaylen Brown wants Jason Tatum to make a statement about it being left off the U.S. Olympic team as they head into the Olympics?
I think when Jason Tatum talked about Derek White and the championship DNA in the aftermath of Jaylen Brown being left off the team, Jaylen was irked by that. I mean, it would be very strange not to be.
You're adding a third second, and he Celtic, and he said that, you know, they're adding more championship DNA to the roster. And I'm like, well, what about Jaylen Brown? Have you talked to him? Took a deep breath, and he just said, no.
If you're friends with someone, you talk to them.
Do you think Jaylen Brown has ever been misquoted by a media member or ever been talked about by a media member? I believe on this show, Jermaine Wiggins said that he saw Jaylen Brown at a hookah bar and that Jaylen Brown wanted to get out of here. And then he later told Evan Washburn that was not the case. Mm-hmm. So
you're saying Mark Spears is making that up?
Maybe.
Well, that's the only way that you can defend this. But that's the only way you can defend this opinion is if that report is inaccurate.
I think that if you're Jaylen Brown, you don't trust everything that the media says about one of your teammates because you've been done dirty by the media before.
I think
national media right now is trying to do everything in their power to split these two apart. And the fact that we as a local media entity are buying into it and furthering the conversation is dumb.
I think we actually had the audio, Shime, didn't we, where Jason Tatum said, no, we don't have to. I mean,
that was completely completely different.
Mark Spears covered Jalen and Jason for the Boston Globe for years.
I don't care. Like, why are we? Okay.
Because that's the person whose report we just heard.
That's great. Ben Bolin covered the Patriots for years, came on this show and said a very good source told him things about Mac Jones,
right,
and it ended up being a lie.
There's a reason Ben Bolin has disappeared and never made anything nationally in any capacity, whereas Mark Spears has been at ESPN, Yahoo, The Globe, and now back at ESPN.
To be fair, COVID is back.
Right.
That's why Ben Bolin is not around.
Boy, that's what I talk about, a notch in my belt. That's a good one.
No, I just don't know why we have to go back in history to prove something that's going on right now
that
or not
just
going
said.
On.
That report was less than a month ago.
I know, and you went back to say he covered the Celtics. He covered Jalen and Jason.
Because you said the report may be inaccurate.
It could be.
And I'm telling you that, first of all, they would have corrected the report if it was inaccurate. Both parties would be well served to be seen as being friends at this juncture. In Mark Spears saying he was asked if he spoke to Jalen Brown after finding out he was not on the roster, and he goes, no.
No, he didn't say it that way, actually. He did like a big dramatic, no. And then when you listen to the actual sound of Jason Tatum being asked, it doesn't sound anything like that, in my opinion.
I think they found a way to get along as coworkers.
I think that they obviously did. They won a championship together.
Yeah.
Of course.
And so I don't think that Jalen Brown, listen, I believe when Jason Tatum looked happy for Jalen Brown when he was the MVP.
Yes.
Am I right about that?
Correct.
I think I'm assuming that Jalen Brown is happy that Jason Tatum is on Team USA and is on the cover of the 70th anniversary edition of Sports Illustrated. I don't know. But I understand that there may be some lingering things that are going on, I guess. Hence why Jason Tatum feels the need to say he missed an opportunity by not speaking up for
Jalen Brown. If you're close with Jalen Brown and you share a team that is as important, if not more important, than the Olympic team, you just won a championship. The biggest story about the team relates to your teammate being left off of it.
And one of your biggest sponsors.
Right. And if at no point you say something as benign as, man, we all saw what Jalen just did, helping carry us to a championship. I wish you were on this team, too. That is so innocuous. Nike would not punish him.
Mm.
It is entirely, it actually benefits the Nike brand because it shows a guy who's got this sneaker that's coming out is willing to bridge mend fences and talk about a teammate in that way. The fact that he has been not only nothing, there's been not a word about those two. Like, it would strike me as so strange.
I just don't know how you choose what's Bible and what's not, because there are certain things where players will say something and then you say, well, I don't believe anything that a player says. What they say to the media is not accurate. And then if Jason Tatum's being asked if he talked to Jalen Brown and he just says no, why you believe that?
If we had a show event and the three of us went and Wiggy didn't come for some reason, and we were invited and were there and we were asked about it, it would be so weird for us to just say, I don't know. Like, of course we'd want Wiggy there, or if Greg or Courtney wasn't coming. Like, to me, it's so easy. And the way in which people get so enraged by just the facts, Jason Tatum is on the team. He is sponsored by Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Brown is not on the team. He blames Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Tatum's asked about Jalen Brown's absence. He says, no, I haven't spoken to him.
He's not asked about the absence. He said, did you talk to him? He said, no.
That reminds me, Scheib and I booked our celebratory meal at Mew for his weight loss.
Sure did, baby.
August 6th.
Just you two or?
August 7th.
I mean, you're welcome to come if you would like to go Dutch. I mean, I don't know. This is me.
You still owe me a wedding present.
Oh, I could buy you a steak and that would be your wedding present? Okay, you can join.
Well, I mean,
should we have
Greg
everybody?
Did get a present at your wedding.
He did.
It was short-lived.
Yes, I did.
Your presence was presence enough.
It was like, it was very similar to the Numbnuts Invitational where I perfected the perfect bump and run.
Oh.
I did the same thing at Courtney's wedding.
Well done, sir.
Do you want these guys to come?
Yeah, you know, Greg, since you have to pay, you get the final decision. I'd be happy to have everybody there if anybody wants to come, but it's not my checkbook that comes out at the end of the night.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, we're celebrating Scheib and his massive weight loss.
I think you should probably do it soon if you're going to celebrate the weight. No.
Curtis?
I, I would say, though, the funniest part about the fan base when it comes to these topics, when we would do, for 5 years, we'd bring up Tom and Bill. Yeah. What would happen? The lines would light immediately. People love the drama. It is our Us magazine. Mm. It is the male soap opera. Not all women like it too, but it is. We all have been in situations with colleagues or teammates, and you can the on the field stuff is so unrelatable because they're all so talented in ways that we can never even envision it. But we've all had a coworker we don't like.
Yeah.
You know, I'm right here.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why it is so fascinating.
I think it's a healthy rivalry. Yeah. I don't think it's a bitter rivalry.
I didn't say it was bitter at all.
Yeah.
I just said that it would stand to reason that there would be some friction given what Jaylen Brown blames for his absence on a team he wanted to be on.
All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. I can't believe it's already 9:14 a.m.
Show is flying by.
Flies by.
No Wiggy this morning.
Very
but
sad.
he'll be back with us on Monday.
Yes.
Craig.
Day two of Patriots training camp saw no Devon Godchow. He missed the beginning of practice. He did show up only to be on the sideline.
Craig.
No reports on whether or not this is contract related.
I would assume it is.
Yes. In this economy,
I would assume it is.
The Red Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Yankees to town. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Olympics are here, 1:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll see the opening ceremony. Ahead of the opening ceremony, the U.S. women's soccer team dominated Zambia. 3-0. In group play in Nice. Next up is fourth-ranked Germany on Sunday. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. It is a gorgeous day today in Boston. Right now, it is 71 degrees and sunny, afternoon high of 84. And we have a Woo Sox report, which I hope you guys are all ready for. The Woo Sox report is brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Massachusetts chapter. I'm going to say that one more time. The WEEI Woo Sox report, 3-2-1, is brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Massachusetts chapter. Big news.
Yeah,
I'm a Woo girl.
Okay.
Courtney's a Woo girl, which is huge. Uh-huh. Keith Law came out with his top 60 prospect list in the New York Times, The Athletic, part of the New York Times. The Red Sox have several studs that are currently in that list. You have Marcelo Mayer. You alluded to this. You're a prospect guy.
I know. He's number two.
Number two.
We also, I believe, have the number four prospect on that list. Am I correct about that?
Number 19 overall, Kyle Teal.
Okay.
And
that's the catcher, correct?
Kyle Teal. Shime is Kyle. Yes, he is a catcher.
Yes, he is.
Thank you.
Greg,
I love Kyle
is a
Teal.
Prospect guy.
Mr. Baseball over here.
And you call me a nerd.
I want to be on. Get me on the Bradfo podcast staff.
Ooh, baseball isn't boring.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be seeing Kyle Teal and Marcelo Mayer in Worcester very soon. So keep your eye on those two studs.
Okay.
Go to Worcester. You're going to see the Red Sox of tomorrow today.